is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United States and Britain struck 36 Houthi targets in Yemen Saturday in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups that have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, an Iraqi militia leader has downplayed the U.S. strikes, hinting at a de-escalation. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Musawi condemned the U.S. strikes, saying the U.S. must understand that every action elicits a reaction. But he then struck a more conciliatory tone, saying that we do not wish to escalate or widen regional tensions. The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
And as VOA's Patsy Wadaka-Waswara explains, although the strikes occurred less than 3 hours after the dignified transfer of the three Army reservists killed in a drone strike, officials say that the timing was merely coincidence.
The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force Base.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia.
That's VOA's Patsy Wadaka-Waswara reporting. This is VOA News. Officials in Chile report Saturday that intense forest fires burning around a populous area of central Chile has left at least 46 people dead and destroyed about 1,100 homes. VOA's Jeff Custer with more.
Carolyn Toha said Saturday there were 92 forest fires burning in the center and south of the country, where temperatures have been unusually high this week. The deadliest of the fires were occurring in the region of Valparaiso, where authorities urged people not to leave their homes so fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles could transit with greater ease. Toha said the two fires near Quilpe and Villa Almana had burned through at least 8,000 hectares since Friday. The El Nino weather pattern had caused droughts and hotter-than-usual temperatures along the west of South America this year, increasing the risk of forest fires. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Police in Paris report that they have arrested a suspect in a knife attack early Saturday in a station and left three people wounded. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony gives us more details.
Two of the victims suffered minor injuries, while the third was more seriously hurt. Police added they were not in a life-threatening condition. The suspected assailant's motive was not immediately clear. Paris has suffered a series of Islamist militant attacks over the past decade, but also occasional assaults by people with mental health conditions. Le Figaro newspaper, citing an anonymous police source, said the attacker at Gare du Lion was from Mali and carried an Italian driving license. It was not immediately possible to confirm this report.
U.S. House of Representatives will move forward with a $17.6 billion package to provide military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons. The bill leaves out more aid for Ukraine, underscoring the challenges facing supporters of a comprehensive national security package that would also include billions of dollars for immigration enforcement. The move gives Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans a chance to show support for Israel, even though there is little chance the U.S. Senate would go along with the narrower effort. Meanwhile, text of a broader Senate compromise is expected to be released this weekend, and a key test vote on that package will be then held sometime next week. Israel's military issued its most detailed warning yet to Hezbollah in neighboring Lebanon that it would be ready to attack immediately if provoked, as it recounted its actions along the northern border during 4 months of war in Gaza. It made a rare acknowledgement of dozens of airstrikes inside Syria against the militant group. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.